Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ooh, for real, that cat? I was like, close the door. Like, I don't want to be near that cat. I just want to see these puppies. And she goes, but the cat can open doors. I was like, what do you mean? So the cat would literally go up with this paw and like yank the door down and would just enter rooms. That's how big it was. It was scary.
That's terrifying.
Sorry.
Yes, anyways.
We should talk.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Sorry.
Just taking a potato somewhere.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to an episode of K-Pop Tabak Show. This is Catching Up with Peniel Shin. Yay! All right, so if you guys, I'm sure everybody knows, but in case you don't know, Peniel is a member of the group B2B.
Yep.
And he is a man of many, many talents.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Many talents.
Oh, that's cool.
We are so excited to have Peniel here on the show with us today. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me.
I know you're like, you know, busy doing your radio, you're taking photos, you're releasing songs, you're doing everything. So we have to talk about all of that. But before we do,
cool.
Do you want to just say hi-lo to everybody?
Hi-lo, everyone. I am Peniel of B2B. Hi-lo.
Yay! All right. So first of all, just how have you been?
All right. I've been trying to keep myself busy, trying to do whatever I can.
Mm.
And then, you know, it's like we're mainly just doing solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Personal activities.
Right.
I don't know what you want to call them.
Right.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Just radio, working out.
Nice.
Sleep.
Okay.
Eat from time to time.
That's important. Very important. All right. So
I'm kidding. I eat very well.
You do eat very well.
I eat very well.
You work out a lot and you eat a lot.
Yes. That's why a lot of people think I have abs.
Yeah.
So they're like come
show us your abs.
They'll like come to the fan center and they're like, Oppa, like when are you gonna like kunge? Like when are you gonna show your abs? And I was like, well, first of all, I gotta have them to show them. It's like, I'm sorry, I got flabs.
No, but, I got them. I just keep them protected.
Yeah,
under.
I just have a layer of fat that protects it. You know, it's like,
yo, I'm right.
It's precious
there with you.
To me. So,
yeah, no, I don't want to show. I want to be very humble about that kind of stuff.
And it's like I got two charms. You know, it's like upper body. It's like I can protect you.
Right.
And then lower body. It's like you can cuddle. You know, right. It's like, two different charms and one body.
Oh, okay. I like that. You worked on that for a while, didn't you?
Yes.
Come up with the right way to
I was like, how do I cover this complex?
Right. you covered it very well.
Right. And people think I drink because I got a belly, but it's just sugar. It's not alcoholic sugar.
You don't really drink,
sugar.
Like, at all, almost. You're like allergic.
I'm not allergic. Like, I just don't like the taste of it. It's like, even, I've tried, like, you know, my friends were like, oh, like, if you don't like soju or, like, beer or whatever, like, try, like, cocktails. Like, they're sweet. And I'm like, okay. And I try it. But then, like the aftertaste, there's always the, like, the alcohol taste.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like.
You don't like
I'm just, I hate
Fair
the
enough.
Alcohol taste. I'm just like, nah.
You don't like coffee either.
Yeah, it's too bitter.
Well, okay. I want to talk to you, I guess, about growing up.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, fans around the world, for a lot of their favorite stars, like, they know what we're doing, like, today, tomorrow, next week.
Yeah.
You know, but not a lot of people know where we come from, how we grew up.
Right.
That kind of story.
Yeah.
So let's take it back just a little bit. You grew up in Chicago.
Well, technically, it's like...
Where were you raised and born?
The suburbs. So it's it was like Hoffman, Barrington area. I'm pretty sure it was like Cook County.
Okay.
But then, you know, if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm from Hoffman Estates, no one really knows where that is.
Yeah.
So they're just like, what? Where? So I'm like, oh, Chicago. I'm from Chicago, guys.
Chicago.
But yeah, and then the city people that actually lived in Chicago, they like bash on me. They're like, you're not from Chicago. You're from the suburbs. And I'm like, no one knows where Hoffman Estates is. I'm sorry.
I had the same struggle. They're like, where are you from? I'm from Alpharetta, Georgia. And they're like, did you just make up a word? And it's like, no, it's Atlanta. Just
it
Atlanta.
Sounds like Alfredo.
Right. Just simple. Keep it Atlanta.
Yeah.
But you were born there. You were born in Chicago.
Yes, born and raised. 17 years.
Okay.
And then I moved to Korea.
Okay. So you were born and raised there. You have a sister?
Yes, one older sister. 6 years older than me.
Wow, okay.
And
then your parents, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're still in Chicago.
Yes, they're still in Chicago. I think they're trying to move out to LA, like, after they retire.
Uh-huh.
I think they're looking for a place in LA.
Oh, nice.
But for now, Chicago. Because it's like, the winters there are so harsh.
It's so cold.
So, yeah, it's like, I don't want my parents there either.
Right.
In the winter. Especially when they get older, you know, it's like your bones get weaker, your joints get weaker. It's like,
and you're freezing.
Yeah.
California, I mean, Florida, like warm, nice.
Yeah, warm, nice. You know, it's like it gets cold. It's like maybe like, I don't know, like 60.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, for LA.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. So it's... Actually, it went down to 40 last time, which kind of surprised
LA?
Me. Yeah. Like 40 something. So I was like, oh,
say,
wow.
What?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a desert. It's LA.
Yeah. But I mean, still, 40 is like in Chicago. It's like, oh, 40.
Yeah, 40. That's like we can go tanning.
Yeah,
we can go get your bikini on. Let's go outside.
Because last time I went, it was like with wind chill. It was like, I think it was like negative like 50 something when I went to Chicago.
That's awful.
Yeah. So
that sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, it's like, after a certain amount of like cold, it's like it all feels the same, right? So I was like, it's probably similar to Korea. And then I got out and then like, but, you know, it's like, yeah, as soon as the doors open, I inhaled and I was just like, I was like, holy shit. I was like, what the? I was like, what? I was like, it's like, you cough no matter what because it was so cold. It like, I think it like pierces, it like freezes like the what do you call it? I'm trying not to swear so much right now.
Like your throat esophagus?
Yeah, like
inside.
Air, like what it's called, like the water that's supposed to be like in your throat.
Respiratory gland. Yeah.
I think it like freezes it. Like I started coughing right away. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I did not expect this. I didn't expect Chicago to be this cold, but it's cold. And that's why I don't want my parents there.
Okay. That's a very noble thing to think about for your parents.
Yeah.
But you grew up there. Like you weren't used to that cold?
I mean, it never, because it was like the polar vortex or whatever at that time.
Well, when you were there.
Yeah. Okay, so
okay.
I mean, it gets cold, but then it doesn't get
that
negative 50s cold usually. So then it's like maybe like negative like 20, 30s. It's like.
That's still really cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Fahrenheit, by the way. It's not Celsius.
Right.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Still
just
super, super cold.
Still cold. But, I mean, yeah, I actually like winter more than summer.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like winter. Winter, you can, like, put on more clothes,
right,
you know? It's
true.
Like, oh, I'm cold. Let me put on another. But it's like summer. You can't, like, strip down, you know? It's like, you can't.
I mean, you could, but.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to be arrested, so. So, you know.
All right, like, fair enough.
Yeah. And then even if you, like, strip down, it's still hot. So
right.
It's like.
Right,
so
true.
And I hate the humidity.
Right.
And Korea is super humid.
So humid. It's like walking into a sauna these days.
Yeah.
Like wherever you are.
You shower, you get out, and then you're like, I think I'm going to hop back into the shower.
Well, like, there's no point in drying off because you're just going to get wet right as soon as you walk out the door.
So then my electricity bills are like through the roof right now
because
my AC is on 24/7.
Yeah. It's super hot in Korea right now.
But I hate it. But anyways, that's where I grew up.
Okay. So you grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
What were you like as a kid? Did you like, what were you good at? What did you like? How did you grow up? Did you have...
I was just... I think I was just, like, your average kid, you know? It's just, like... Yeah, I like playing with my friends more than studying. Like my parents tried getting me into like a bunch of like sports. I took swimming lessons when I was younger, but then they're always on weekends, right?
Right. Because
you have school during the weekdays.
Right.
Most people, at least, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so it'd be like weekday school, and then weekends, it's like, I want to play with my friends, but then they'd be like, oh, try swimming. And then I'd be like, but I want to play with my friends. And then like, I would try it for a bit, and I'd be like, no, I don't like it. Just so I could get out and play with
my
friends.
Right, right, right.
And then
I feel like everybody's pulled that at some point.
And they like signed me up for like golf.
Wow.
And like baseball. And I was just like, each time I was just like, I don't think I like it. I was like, I don't know if I'm digging it.
Okay.
So I was pretty average. And then I grew up in like a white majority.
Uh-huh.
Like neighborhood. So then like, I thought I was like white growing up pretty much.
Was that hard for you at all? Was that difficult at any point?
No, because I don't know. I didn't get, like, there weren't any, like, racist, like, stuff going around or anything. And then, I made a bunch of, like, friends at school and stuff. So, it was cool. I didn't have, like, that. I mean, I had, like, a few, like, ignorant people here and then. They'd be like, where are you from? And I'm like, they'd be like, I was like, are you Asian? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, what Asian are you? And like, Korean? And they're like, that's not Asia. I'm like, what the? He's like, where's Korea then? What continent is Korea on then? Like, I don't know.
But anywho, okay.
Anyways,
so you grew up in Chicago.
Like, yeah, like.
You didn't like studying.
Yeah, I was not much of a studier. I wasn't stupid. I just studied however much I needed to.
Right.
It's like, I didn't want to do more than that.
Right.
And then I was actually very into rock.
Rock music.
Yeah, punk rock. So then I actually picked up a guitar. I learned that. I did guitar. I had like a teacher for like 2 weeks.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
But then like, he like wouldn't come.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He'd literally be like, I'm like 5 minutes away. I'm like, okay. And then it'd be like an hour. I'm like, where are you, dude? It's like,
dude was not showing up.
Yeah. And he was, yeah. So for like the first 2 weeks, he showed up fine. And then like after that, I was just like, so what time are you coming today? And he's like, oh, wait, today was the lesson. I'm like, okay.
So that dude definitely did not want to get paid ever.
Then, yeah. But then he just like, yeah, so for like 2 weeks, like maybe a month. I don't remember. It was like a very short time I took lessons. But then after that, I was just like, okay. It's like, at this point, I think I can just teach myself.
Okay, okay.
So then, yeah, and then I played for like maybe like 7-8 years.
Oh, wow.
And then.
I didn't know that.
It's like, yeah.
Do you still play?
No, I haven't touched the guitar in like maybe like 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But yeah, it's like, because it's like, in America, it was like a hobby.
Right.
And then I came to Korea. Work. And then it kind of started becoming like work. So I was like, oh, it's like not. And it's like, I'm
right.
not.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, it's becoming stressful now. So it's like.
Yeah.
But yeah. I used to like play like electric and acoustic. And then I almost made a band with a few of my school friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were you going to call it?
I have no idea. But we were like an all acoustic band.
Oh.
So like even like the bass guitar, there's like an acoustic bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was like acoustic bass, and then I was guitar, and then there was like one more guitar.
Uh-huh. Who was vocals?
Oh, not me.
Why not? Me.
Like, I got cut from JYP because I couldn't sing.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So not you. Like, yeah. So you're the guitarist.
Yeah. Imagine. And that was after I got some vocal training.
Okay.
And I still got cut.
Okay.
So imagine America when I didn't have any vocal training. It's like, probably sounded like a dying pig.
Man.
I was his guitar. The other guitar was guitar vocal.
Okay.
And then we actually almost made a band.
Uh-huh.
But then, I don't know what happened. That
just
never happened.
Fell apart.
Yeah, it just kind of fell apart. Like, one of my friends even bought an acoustic bass
just to be a part
just
of the
to
band.
Be, yeah, because he had like an electric bass, but right. we were like, oh, we want to be like all acoustic, you know?
Right, so right, right.
He bought an acoustic bass guitar, and then we just never.
That's yeah. that's great. Man, now we got to hear you sing sometime.
I mean, I sing a bit in my new song.
Right.
It's probably all auto-tuned.
I
want to,
but I want to hear like the rock singing of Pini. Like,
oh, I never even attempted okay. rock singing.
All right, never mind. Yeah. Y'all just listen to his songs that are coming.
Yeah. I was interested in music, but right. I never like thought like, I don't think most kids like from the suburbs kind of grow up. Like usually it's like city kids that are like, oh, I'm going to do music, you know?
Right.
Most like suburb kids, they don't really think of doing music, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm sure. Like, I feel like as a kid in the suburb, like, because I grew up in the suburbs too, mm-hmm. like, you want to do music or you want to do whatever, but it doesn't seem like a realistic possibility.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, not only because you live in the suburbs, but like as an Asian American, like, I never saw an Asian doing anything like what we
right?
do.
Right. Yeah. Especially when we were growing
yeah,
up.
There was, yeah. There's nobody. Yeah.
There were no Asians.
So, like, it was hard for us to even think about that possibility.
Yeah.
Or dream about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I don't yeah. think I even thought about it.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, up to literally like up to like junior year, like that's when you have to start thinking about it. Or like you should have thought about it before junior year.
But you're like,
but like I started like junior year. I was like, oh wait, what the f- do I want to do with my life? I was like, oh shoot. I was like, I think I'm a little late, but what should I do? And I was like, you know, I was always interested in music. It's like, that's uh-huh. why I like picked up the guitar as well, you know, and
right.
stuff. And then like, I was part of my church praise band team too.
Yeah.
And then like, I didn't sing there either. Just guitar. And I was just like, oh man, like, what do I want to do? And then I got into K-pop pretty late too. It's like, yeah, it's like, I think up to like middle school, like late middle school, maybe early high school. Like I used to hang out with like more like white kids, I guess, uh-huh. from my school. And then starting like late middle school, early like high school, like I started hanging out with more Korean kids, mm-hmm. like from my church and stuff.
Right.
And then they like introduced me to like all this like K-pop music, and I was just like, oh, I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't really know what they're saying, but you know, it's like I never really listened to lyrics generally.
Yeah,
in general.
I don't either.
So then, you know, I was just like, oh, it's like, oh, like the beat's very catchy and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then like, I watched a lot of like Korean dramas and variety shows though,
uh-huh.
because of my parents and
okay.
my sister. And I thought they were fun. I had no idea what they were saying half the time.
They're just everybody's laughing.
I was like, everyone's laughing. So I'm like, ah, I laughed with them too. Like, yeah, and like. So then, like, I was very interested in, like, the Korean culture. But then, like,
right.
I wasn't, like, I didn't have that much exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And then high school, like, late middle school, early high school, like, I started, like, my friends started recommending me all these, like, K-pop songs and stuff. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then one of my friends was like, yo, I'm gonna, it's like, oh, yeah, like, I didn't even get a bad ACT score. Like, we take ACTs in the Midwest.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Not, instead of SAT.
Yeah.
So just in case you don't know, there's SAT. And then there's ACT, and they're tests that you take to go to college.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then, so yeah, like my first try, like I got like a 30.
Nice.
Which is decent, I heard.
Right.
So I was like, oh, it's like, all right, maybe I am smart.
Maybe I can dream.
It's like, maybe I.
Maybe I will yeah. be a doctor.
Yes, maybe. But then, I don't know. I never really thought I would go outside of Chicago, though, or of Illinois.
Yeah.
But then, but then my friend was like, yo, like, I'm gonna audition for, like, JYP, like this day. And I was just like, what's JYP? And they were like, remember, like 2PM and Wonder Girls? Like, remember I, like, showed you their songs? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's the company that manages them. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. I was like, what do you do? And they're like, oh, most people usually dancing or rap. And I was like,
and you're good at all of like, them.
I'm a master at all those. Like, I've never tried them, but you know, up
right.
here I know all of it.
Right.
But yeah, so then I was like, I mean, that sounds fun. I was like, I mean, I play guitar, maybe I'll attempt singing.
Right.
Because I wasn't sure if I had like the rhythm to rap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've like never even attempted to dance in my life. At that point. So I was like, singing sounds like my safest bet.
Right.
So then I went, I followed my friend, and then I see the application form, and then there's model. And at this point, I didn't know that it's like, now I know that they're like completely separate, like
uh-huh.
entertainment stuff, you know? It's
right.
like modeling is like different, and then there's
right.
like the whole idol thing, and then there's like acting, emceeing. But on the thing, it's like, it was just like all under JYP. So I thought it was like all the same stuff. So I was like, modeling? I was like, wait, so I can do three poses and get in? I was like, wait, why would I attempt to sing and get into this company? I was like, I'll just do modeling and just do three poses and get in. So then I did the, I checked modeling, and then I was like, I've never modeled before too though. I was like, oh shoot. I was like, wait, what do I do? And then there were posters of 2 p.m., 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, all right, that pose, and that
You're
pose.
You're just going to copy the pose.
Yeah, I was like, I'm
much.
Just going to do those three poses. And then I got there, and then I thought they take like 10 people in at a time.
Uh-huh.
I thought I only had to do the poses. They turn on Justin Timberlake's sexy back, and they're like, okay, walk. And I was like, walk? I was like, what do you mean walk? And it's like the model walking stuff. And I was just like, oh gosh. I was like, I don't know how to do this shit either. I was like, what the fuck? I literally just like, I I don't think I was even like on rhythm, like with like my walking. I literally just like walked forward, and I was like, is this how you do it? And I was like this. And then they're like, turn around and walk back. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
I walked back. I was like, do I just do the poses now? And they're like, yes. I was like, while I was doing the poses, I was thinking to myself, all right, I was like, I'm not getting in. But then they like pulled me to the side, and they're like, can you sing or dance? And I was like, I can try if you want me to. It's like, I've never tried, but I can try. Like, okay. And then they told me to come back later. I went back later. And then they made me sing and dance for like an hour, I think. I was just like,
wow.
I've never done this in my life. Like, I have no idea what the f- I'm doing.
Right.
I was like, what are they doing? I was like, what the heck is going on? For like an hour. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, can you pull your hair back? And they're like making me do like all these like profile shots and stuff. I was like, what is going on? I was like, this is tripping me out. And then like I left. And then I definitely thought I didn't get in because
right.
I didn't know what I was doing in there. But then, I don't know, I guess because I had no clue, I looked like I was having fun or something. And then they called me like a few months later. And then I was actually working out when we got a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And then I answered and I was like, hello? And they were speaking Korean. I was like, well, and the only thing I understood was JYP. And I was like, I was like, wait a minute. I was like,
only
JYP.
The three English letters in the entire sentence. JYP.
I was like, what? And JYP, I was like, Emma! I was like, I don't know what they said, but they called me. And then, like, they said I got in. I was like, what? I was like, did they call the wrong person? I was like, you know, I'm the kid that, you know, tried out for modeling. I didn't say that, but I was like thinking that to myself. I was like, huh. But then, like, my parents were like, do you want to go? And I was just like, yeah, why not? I was like, yeah, sure. It's like, you know, it's like, I want to get to know, like, the Korean culture more because I am Korean.
Right.
I don't really know much about it. I want to get to know about it more. And it's like, I don't even know about the whole K-pop, like, idol culture.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Completely different than what I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know, it's like, but in the end, I was like, you know, even if I don't, like, become famous, it's like, you know, I can go and I can learn the culture and come back. And
right.
It's like, I was trying to be optimistic. And I was like, because at that point, I still didn't know what I wanted to do for school.
So, JYP calls, you're like, what the heck? I shouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I'll try it. I'll go to Korea.
Yeah.
What age were you?
I was 17 in America, so 18 in Korea.
And this was your junior year?
Yeah. And I still didn't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like, I was like, if I did go to college, I would have gone like undecided major.
Okay.
Because I had no idea what I wanted to do. But then I was like, you know, I'm interested in music. And I was kind of, I had like a little like identity crisis too.
Yeah.
I was like, because it's like Korean American. So I was like, do I want to embrace the American side
right,
more? Do I want to embrace
right.
the Korean side more? I was like, I don't know. But then I was like, let me learn about like, it's like, I know about the American culture. Let me learn about the Korean
right,
culture too.
Right. So junior year, what time did you graduate?
No, I finished my first semester and then...
Of junior year.
Yeah.
And you just came out.
Yeah.
Wow. And your parents were cool with that?
Yeah, I mean, they were very supportive.
Wow, my parents would have just slapped me and be like, you're crazy.
I mean, my mom actually got sick.
Because she didn't want to send
you? Yeah, but then I was like, you know, it's like, I don't know what I want to do here either. It's like, I want to go. So then they're like, okay, like, if you really want to go, like, you can go. I was like, okay.
That's cool though. That's great that they...
They're very supportive. They're actually the ones that made me decide to debut too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when I went over to Cube, I was like, it was very different from what I was used to at JYP.
Okay.
It was very different. Like the company.
Right. So hold on, before we get into that, so you come to Korea, and this is, you're 17 years old. Yeah, have you been to Korea before?
I came like, I think I came twice. Like one time I was like super young. I don't really remember. Yeah. I was in like elementary school or something. And then I came one more time as like a family vacation, but it was like 2 weeks or something like that.
So you never really experienced Korea
as
like a young adult or as an adult.
No,
so you come here, you're 17 years old. It's in the fall or the winter, right?
Yeah, winter. It was February.
In February. And they're like, you're now a trainee at JYP.
Yeah.
What was that like? Were you, there were a lot of new trainees? Were there other kids that spoke English? Were you the only Korean American? Like,
well, I was the new trainee.
Right.
And then, no, there was no one that spoke English. And I think that's why my Korean improved so much. Because
to survive.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I knew like basic Korean. Because I like my grandparents and then like my parents too. And then like that line, like uncles and aunts. Yeah. They're more comfortable with Korean. I think they're actually, I think it goes like Korean, Spanish, and then English, like what they're comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah, because my entire, like my dad's side of the family, they moved to Paraguay before they went to America.
Say what?
Yeah. So then I think
that's like crazy. That's awesome.
Level of comfortability and language. I think it's Korean, Spanish, and then.
Okay. Did you ever speak any Spanish growing up?
I got up to Spanish 3 in high school.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Okay.
Chico. Yes.
Pretty much, you come to Korea.
Yeah.
You go to JYP.
Mm-hmm.
You're the brand new kid. Can't speak any Korean.
Yep. And I mean, I could speak like
very elementary.
Basic maybe. Yeah. I think like if I was like on the streets, I could like still survive. You know, I could just be like, pickle payo.
Right.
I mean, like I'd be able to live.
Very good Korean.
I know, I was a master.
So they put you in a dorm?
Yeah, they gave me a dorm. And then I remember it's like, because you know America, it's like even if you live with your family, like you have your own room and then privacy is very like, it's a very big thing.
Right.
So like even like my parents, like before they come into my room, they were like knocking stuff.
Right.
So and I didn't like the dorms at all.
Right.
Yeah. The only thing I liked about it was eating late at night.
Because
I was like, damn, it's like, because America doesn't have like the whole yashik like culture,
right,
you know?
Late night food. Yeah, so yashik like, is like late night food. You can order like at any time.
Yeah.
People eat at like midnight, 1, 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised by McDonald's delivery.
Yeah.
Like when it first, I was like, what? They deliver to your door? I was like, and then like we're like training, we finish, and all of a sudden, like one of the trainees are like, Hyung, like, you want to get some chicken? And I was like, yo, it's like 12 a.m. Like,
right.
Like, I don't know how to cook.
Right.
He's like, yeah, do we even have anything in the fridge? And he's like, and he's like looking at me like I'm like stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, pedar. Yeah. I was like, they pedar that shit at night? I was like, what the f-? I was like, yo, get some chicken right now. I was like, what are you? I was like, what have we been doing for a week?
Right,
I was like, what the heck? So then we got that. And then I was like, oh, damn. I was like, that's like one of the things I loved about, you know, dorm life. And then, you know, there's like a ajumma that came and like cleaned and everything for you. I was like, oh, this is neat.
That's
like,
cool.
I was like, that's cool. I was like, oh, here. I was like, so if I leave my towel here, it gets washed magically. No, but yeah, it's like, they like did like the laundry and everything for us. So I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet. And then.
So how many trainees were in the dorm?
For like the first month, it was just like me and then one other trainee. And then like, I remember at one point there were like 13, I think.
What?
Trainees, yeah.
So people so they bring people in, they train them. If it's not a good fit, they cut them.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And then like there's like a, I don't know what other companies do, but there was like a 연습생, 교육생, and then project. And then it's like debut.
So it's like you get elevated into different.
Yeah, and then I remember the dorms were for either foreign like trainees or like people that are like, so outside of Seoul trainees.
Right.
Or if you become a 교육생, it's like one level. Yeah, it's like second level. If you become a 교육생, you can choose to come into the dorm if you want.
Right.
It's like you can come from home or you can come into the dorms.
Yeah.
So then, at one point there were like, 13 kids in the dorm.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people in a room. So what happened? So you were here. So you were there for 2 years. So you were probably, what, 19, 20 then?
Yeah. But, oh, no. I think, so pretty much I, like, skipped the middle level and I became a project group right away.
Because, oh, okay.
Because I remember, like, the first showcase we did, like, they were like, oh, we're going to do a showcase. Like, do you want to do anything? And I was like, well, you know, it's only been, like, a few months of me, like, dancing and singing. I don't think I could do that on stage yet.
Mm.
And like, what can you do? And I was like, I can play the guitar.
Mm.
And then, so then, like, we made, like, a whole band team. Pretty much. And then...
And that became Day 6?
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, I'm serious.
What?
No, but the first band thing we did at Showcase, it was none of the Day 6 members.
Uh-huh.
Except, oh, wait, no. I think Brian might have been in it.
Young K.
Yeah. Yeah, Young K might have been. Yeah, I think he was... I don't think he played an instrument, though. I think he just sang. I think.
Okay.
I don't remember. It was so long ago. Yeah. But yeah, we did like that. And then I remember we did one with like a guy vocal, and I think that was Young K, and then another trainee, and then the girl vocal was actually Chio from Twice.
Oh,
and then, like, yeah, we had like a whole band showcase. But then like going on stage, that's when I was like, oh shit, like this is fun. This is what I want to do. And then like next showcase came around, and I did like a dance thing too that time. But then I started doing band more.
Mm.
And then that's kind of when I started getting stressed with the guitar. They like made me get like lessons and everything. And I was like, it's like, oh, you know, it's like I like guitar as a hobby. It's
right.
Like, it was kind of like a stress relief from time to time.
Right.
But then now it's becoming the stress. So I was
right.
Like, man. But then we were actually supposed to be like an acoustic band then too, ironically. I don't know. It's like, you know.
That's the story of your life.
Yeah.
Peniel.
One day, like the CEO called us. I think his name is like Jimmy, JYP.
I don't know.
I think his name was Jimmy. And then he's like, yeah, like, you know, if you guys get this, like, OST for Dream High 2, like, we're going to release it under your guys' name first, and then you guys are going to debut later. And we were like, oh, but then that's the song that got me cut. I sang in front of JYP. Like, he actually came to watch us, like in front of us, like, this distance.
Okay, so you're in panic mode. So pretty much you're like, you have to do Dream High OST. You have to do a rap. Oh, wait, you're originally supposed to be a rap guitarist.
Yeah, but then they wanted me to sing.
Be a singer.
Just for that.
For that project.
Song, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Then so I was like, two songs.
Yeah, and I was like, what the?
Because you were not confident in singing. You don't have a lot of lessons going
on. I'm still not confident in my singing.
Okay, so.
But my brother-in-law kind of pushes me, and then he just kind of auto-tunes it, I think. Okay. But
all right, I like that we're being honest here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But,
oh, like, man.
No, but JYP didn't tell me directly.
Of course.
The Shinin Gaebar team, which is like, they're like the team in charge of the trainees.
Right, so Shinin Gaebar team is like, they pick new kids, they train them, they work them so they can get to debut.
Yeah.
So.
And then one of the Nunas like on the team like called me up and they're like, oh, Pneal, like let's go talk on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, I'm cut. And I like I got up there and she was like, or at that time they called us my name was Donggun because my Korean name is Donggun. So like Donggun-ha. And I was like, oh, 누나 이미 아는 것 같아요. And then she was like, 알아. And I was like, oh, 저 잘렸죠. And she was like, oh. And then like she started crying.
Oh.
And then like I was like, wait, I'm the one that's cut, but I'm consoling her.
Crying?
I was like, it's okay. I was like, wait, what? Aww. I was like, I think the role switched, but okay. I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry, Nuna. Like, but then, the Shinin Gaebar team at JYP and Cube are like close. They know each other.
Right. So they passed you along
and
to
then,
them?
Yeah. And then there was a boy group that's supposed to, 7-piece boy group that's supposed to debut under Cube, like, news articles and everything like went out already. But then one of the kids had like something was wrong with his health, I think.
Uh-huh.
He had like health issues. So then he left the group. So it's like 6, but then in the articles and everything, they said 7. So then they're like, we need a boy. And like, hey, we just caught a boy. It's like So then, it's just like timing worked out.
It's a sign from God, man.
Yeah. He was just like, no, JYP isn't for you.
go to Q.
Yeah, it's like, acoustic bands aren't for you, all right? Try doing an acoustic band in America. He sent me to Korea.
Yeah.
And I tried doing an acoustic band like, in JYP. No. And he's like, no, go to Cube.
Okay.
But,
oh,
yeah.
Man. So it was like immediately after you got cut.
Yeah, maybe like a few weeks.
Okay.
It was like a few weeks. And then, and JYP was like nice enough to let me stay in their dorms.
Oh, that's nice.
They were like, oh, if you want to keep doing like acrobatic lessons, like if you want to take rap lessons or like singing lessons, just let us know.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, okay. I was
that's
like,
nice.
Thank you. And then like, Yeah, so they were nice enough to like let me stay until I decided like what I wanted to do.
Right, right, right.
And then yeah, and then Cube was like, we need a boy. And then JYP was like, we got a boy. That just
take
left.
The boy.
Yeah, so
put him into that group.
Yeah, and then I went and then
so was what like, was that right. like to process? So you're debuting next month. Then I'm assuming you have to go record your albums and choreography.
Right, right, yeah. And then, like, they already, like, the six of them already had a bunch of, like, other stuff that they had practiced.
Because,
you know, since, like, we're debuting, we don't have a lot of songs for, like, showcasing right. and stuff. So we had to do, like, cover songs. So and they already had, like, a lot of dances and stuff down. And then I had to pretty much go and, like, learn all of that and, like, catch up to them.
Oh, my gosh. When I guess when you were going through it, this was probably, like, 3-4 years ago now, you started, like, losing all your hair.
Oh, right. Oh, no, that was more than 3-4 years ago.
Really? I think. When was that?
Well, pretty much, it was like since debut, pretty much.
Okay, so
I got my first like stress induced, like little, like, it's called like one young
thermal.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I think that developed into alopecia. I don't know if I don't know how it works either, but like, because at first it wasn't like spots all over. At first it was just like one spot on the back of my head. And then like, my hairstylist found it actually. She was like, oh, like, did you like hurt your head when you were young? And I was like, no. I was like, why? She's like, it's like you're missing hair here. And I was like oh, what the f-? I was like, that wasn't there before. I was like, what the? But I mean, I heard alopecia, like, I heard it like comes and goes. So I was like, I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly, I think having a shaved head is so much more comfortable though. It's like not having hair and then like it growing back. It's like you realize it's like, oh wow, hair is really annoying. like it's so annoying.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. I mean, I was.
No problem.
I'm sure like a lot of people, like people go through some crazy stuff medically, personally, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for one reason or another, some people may not find it easy to share or talk about.
But once again, I'm just kind of passive about everything. So.
Well, your passive is really, I'm sure, is actually helping somebody somewhere who's
hopefully
be going through something like that.
Don't worry about it.
So, okay, before you know, we start wrapping this up, I don't want to take too much of your time. So you're just going to have to come back another time so we can talk about other stuff.
But, I'm down.
Let's talk about, you know, I guess your music and what you're doing recently. So you're doing a radio show.
You do that
almost every day. But you've also been writing. You've also been doing solo single stuff.
So it's like I work with my brother-in-law. And then he's in LA. So it's like I like being there with him like for the whole like process.
Yeah.
So usually when I just visit America, I'll like write music with him. Or I want to say I write the music. Like he has a producer and then he produces as well. So then they usually do that. And then I'm not very confident in top lining either, like melodies.
Yeah.
So if it's like a melody, most likely my brother-in-law wrote it. And then I just write lyrics pretty much. And then like, I don't know how to touch like a MIDI or like a synth or like anything. Yeah, I don't know how to touch it. So then like, I'll just like tell them like, oh, like, can you add this effect here? Can you like, hire the bass maybe. Can you hire this? Can you add this? Can you take this out? Like, pretty much just kind of like, I don't know, I guess directing in a way.
Right.
It's like, oh, like I want this sound here. Like, can you add this here? Like, can we move this part over here? And then like, because I don't know how to touch any of it.
Right, that's why
I like being there because it's hard to explain that over like
phone,
email or phone
it
or
so
whatever.
Many times. It's always better to just be there in person.
Yeah. So then, and then usually I'm just writing lyrics. Like brother-in-law and I like write lyrics together. So then this year I was in America in February. So then we got like 4 songs out,
nice.
I think. So then we're just releasing that slowly. So
tell me about your latest and like the upcoming releases.
So I don't know when this goes out, but today, the day of this recording, my Fly 23, so it would be my second single from what I worked on with my brother-in-law. Second single this year, I guess. Came out, Fly 23. It's like a, it's a future-based track. And then I like rapped over it. So it's like, it's not like hip-hop, but it's not pop either. It's like a mix of like, because I'm like rapping, but then it's like a future-based track.
But,
And then it's like the lyric-wise, it's just, you know, it's like a typical love song. It's just like about being on, like performing sometime and then seeing a girl like in the crowd and he's like, oh shit. It's like
oh, hey.
Hey, what's your number?
Oh, hey. what is the title after?
Oh, Fly. So one of the lyrics is "You're fly like you're rocking 23, referencing Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
And then it's like, you know, he's like known for like taking flight and then It's pretty much just like, oh, like, you know, you're fly, like you're rocking his number, like you're flying.
There
like,
you go.
It's like you're cool, like yeah.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly. Chicago. Okay.
So
go.
That's like that song that just came. I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
And thank you.
We'll definitely feature it on the show. So I guess these are like some questions that I always like to ask people.
Mm-hmm.
What is like your ultimate dream goal?
In life or music?
Yeah, in life.
Life? I just want to... I think retirement is my like dream goal, actually. You know, so like, because my family was very like family-oriented, you yeah. know? So then I just want to, you know, just... Let my yeah, I just want to make enough so that my family in the future could just right. live comfortably.
Right.
I think that's like my dream goal.
It's when do you like, want to... Do you have like a year that you want to retire at? Like an age?
You know, when I was in America, I actually wanted to marry at 25.
Wow.
And travel the world.
Wow.
To like all the cliche like, you know, spots.
Right.
Just visit those and then have a kid at like 27 or 30.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as I came to Korea, I was like, nope.
That's like,
yeah, that's not happening. I signed, you know, a contract for 7 years.
Right.
So I can't do that. But yeah, it's like, I don't have like a planned, like, age or whatever I think but you know I just like I don't want to I don't even want to be like super rich or anything, you know, it's like I don't want to own like a mansion in Beverly Hills or whatever. I just want it's like I think I just like
you just want to be comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. It's like a house, backyard, you know, front yard, kind of
dog,
suburb, like a suburban
yeah.
like, you know, yeah, get a dog. I already have a dog, but I think Penny. I want to get yeah Penny. I miss Penny.
So do you when do you want to retire? Do you have like a
age? Oh yeah, yeah, we were talking about retirement.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't have like a certain age I want to retire, but it's like,
do you want to do music for life, do you think?
For me it's like so I'm like doing I do music cuz it's fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like I think the moment it becomes like not fun anymore.
Like guitar.
Yeah. Like, the moment it becomes, like, not fun anymore, I think that's when I'm going to want to stop.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I don't know when that will be. Right, but it's like, right. for now, it's like, it's
you
super
it.
Fun. Yeah, I love it. So it's like, you know, I want to keep doing it for now. But, yeah, it's not like, I don't think I'm, like, super passionate as, like, other, like, people, you know, that are like, oh, it's like do or die kind of mentality. Uh-huh. But, like, for me, it's just like, it's fun right now. I like doing it. I love doing it. So it's like, that's what I'm doing. But it's like, yeah, I think the moment it becomes, like, not fun for me, you know, I might start looking for other stuff
yeah.
or, like, retire cool. then or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I think my, like, dream is retirement pretty much. Just, you know, just have enough money to, you know, provide for my family, like, comfortably.
Live
it's like maybe, like, yeah, maybe, like, you know, I don't want to be, like, what do you call it? Like, upper class, but maybe, like, middle upper maybe.
Yeah, that's nice yeah. and comfortable.
Yeah, that's nice and comfortable. You know. So.
What is happiness to you?
Happiness? No stress. I
no
guess.
Stress.
I guess I don't know. I had a bad experience with stress, so maybe no stress.
All right.
Happiness, just like I don't know. It's like I don't think everyone necessarily needs to be happy.
Uh huh.
You know, it's just if you're happy, it's good though.
Uh huh.
I don't think there's like a you need to be happy in life though. I don't think that exists. But if you are happy, I'm happy for you. You know, I'm glad you are happy. But you know, it's like, no, I think it's balance. I think balance is happiness. Yeah. Because it's
are
like
you,
without the bad stuff, you won't really know.
The good.
You know? So it's like maybe balance. I don't know. That's a really deep question. I'm not good with deep questions.
It's all good.
Happiness. What is happiness?
Okay, well, I think we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
On the show.
I don't know which camera is on me. I think it's that one.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. Appreciate you speaking with us, especially so candidly.
As always.
Yeah, any messages or words to listeners and to fans?
Thank you for listening to The Daebak Show. I don't know how you're... intro song thing went. It was random each time, I think.
That could be our new one.
Okay. And my new single came out like, I don't know when this is going up, but I think like 2 weeks ago or something, maybe by the time this is up. Please show that love, Flight 23. We're planning on dropping another one soon, hopefully. So please show that lots of love when it comes out. Please show B2B lots of love, and please show The Daebak Show a lot of love.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of The Tebak Show. Please be sure to subscribe and review the podcast and the channel and connect with us on at Tebak Show, wherever you do your social stuff, right? Or you can check us out on our website, tebakshow.com. Also, be sure to connect with Peniel on all of his socials. What's your handle?
Instagram is at BTOB Peniel.
Uh-huh.
And then and Twitter is just Peniel Shin.
At Peniel Shin.
Yeah, at Peniel Shin.
All right. Well, thank you so much, at Peniel Shin, for joining us on this week's episode. And no problem. Peniel is going to improvise a outro jingle right now.
You guys just watched The Box Show. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.
Woo! Thank you, thank you.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.